The latest controversy facing Sam Dastyari is a report that he lobbied Labor Deputy Leader Tanya Plibersek not to meet with a pro-democracy activist in 2015. Tanya Plibersek says the meeting did take place, while Senator Dastyari has told SBS News the Fairfax report is complete rubbish. Still, some of his own colleagues are stepping up the pressure, including Labor's Catherine King.
He's someone who has been a very effective politician, but I think that Bill has made it very, very clear that Sam's political career is not going very far, and I think they're matters for Sam to reflect upon.
There was a similar message from Labor MP Linda Burney on Sky News.
Tanya Plibersek has made a very clear statement. Bill Shorten has taken decisive action. Sam Dastyari, I'm sure, is thinking very deeply about his role within the party.
Immigration Minister Peter Dutton says Sam Dastyari must go because his first loyalty isn't to Australia. He's also accused the senator of being a double agent.
He should talk to the Australian people about how he's going to show leadership to get rid of Dastyari. Now, Sam Dastyari is a double agent and he can't be in the Australian Senate. And it is important that Linda Burney has called him out, has called for him to go, and now Bill Shorten should do the same.
Labor frontbencher Tony Burke called that commentary spectacular overreach.
The most pathetic overreach from Peter Dutton imaginable. Peter Dutton's good at overreach. He does it a lot. He went to a new level of spectacular today in ridiculous overreach. There is no argument, there is no allegation that would substantiate what Peter Dutton is claiming there.
Some of Sam Dastyari's colleagues are trying to shift the focus back to the Liberal Party. Labor's Anthony Albanese seized on a report that the West Australian Liberal Party fundraising group, the 500 Club, has sent out invitations to a private briefing by Chinese government officials at Perth's Hyatt Hotel tomorrow.
The WA Liberal Party is charging Liberal Party donors, and they're the government, bear in mind, they're the federal government of Australia, with key people from the Western Australian division of the Liberal Party. Matthias Cormann, their key person in the Senate and the person in charge of finances for this country. Julie Bishop, the foreign minister of this country, charging people to go to an event to hear from government officials, not from Australia, but from China. That is the new news that's out there today.